yesterday is gone. Today is on. How do you like that, Jennifer?
I like that. It's
write that down, will you please? Yesterday is gone. Today is on. It's Friday, the 27th of July. And hello, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We're on the air this hour. Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen to go through the top topics of the day, the things that people are spending either quality time on or wasting their time on. Jennifer's in charge of sludge and the dribble department.
Yeah.
And maybe this comes...
You know, I'd almost rather be in charge of sludge these days, though.
Really?
It's not quite so serious.
Well,
yes.
This stuff, these people with the Chick-fil-A thing, give me a break. On both sides, what
really
a bunch
big deal.
Of fakers.
It's blown up.
They're fakers. Both sides, they're feigning outrage. 800-510-8255. This is a good, I suppose, as long as we might as well throw our collective hat in the ring here when it comes to this. And maybe on Twitter and Facebook you can see if you, maybe that's the question, in fact, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. Are you finding the fake outrage a little over the top in the Chick-fil-A thing? That's the way. By the way, I said this a little earlier. The fellow who runs Domino's Pizza, whose name, I want to say it's Dan, is a very, very staunch Catholic. And the same kind of stuff, although he's not public with it, I think it's Moynihan. I believe his name is Moynihan, but somebody can check that out for me. Anyway, Domino's has taken stands like this for years.
Mm-hmm.
Why now the attention to Chick-fil-A? The people in Boston in the mayor's office say they don't want to have a Chick-fil-A. It's not appropriate to build a Chick-fil-A in Boston. What the hell are you talking about?
See, why? In my estimation, the corporation supported an anti-gay marriage initiative.
Yes, right.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, I kind of believe, like, corporations probably shouldn't support, in general, those types of things.
Nah, I don't
agree. I think individuals
yeah.
should be able to support whatever they want, but, you know, the guy did it, so what? He's come out, he's made a stand. Big deal. The food's still the same. Everybody has their right
the
to their
waffles
opinion.
Are pretty good, I've been told. I've never been to a Chick-fil-A.
Do you know, I've only been one time, and I think I had something stupid like a salad, and I so regret it. Because why would I go to Chick-fil-A and have a salad? I don't
All
know.
Right, here's what I want to do. I want to review Chick-fil-A's. 800-510-8255. Who has been to a Chick-fil-A? My son has been to them, and he tells me that the stuff there is very good quality.
We just got one in Los Angeles, and I think I mentioned to you, it's been huge with celebrities up until now.
Of course, now they're all taking their stand. I think there's one. I'm pretty sure there's a Chick-fil-A somewhere close to the marina. I can swear along Lincoln somewhere is a Chick-fil-A someplace. But anyway, here's the rub on this. In my opinion, Jennifer has given you hers. I will tell you, in terms of this particular issue at this particular time, they're all a bunch of phonies on both sides. They're outraged baloney. It's good for business and it's bad for business. Here's one of the reasons I don't like to discuss politics on this program, because you're going to alienate one side or the other. So if Chick-fil-A, in my estimation, if they're smart in terms of business, they want to do as much business as possible, which would seem to me the way, I mean, if you're running a business, you want to do as well as you can do. So you shut up about stuff like this. You don't take a stand that's public. Maybe privately you take your money and you do what you want to support a particular cause. But if you don't want people to be upset with you, then you produce a good product and you promote it, and that's it. You don't try to end it. Now, is this publicity going to be good for Chick-fil-A? In some respects, yeah. In some respects, no. But in terms of this being like the only guy in town doing this, this is being done all over the place. Again, I'm pretty sure it's Monahan is the guy's name. Runs Domino's. Although I think he sold out recently. But at any rate, Domino's was notorious, if that's the right word, known anyway, for having the same points of view. So why is that? And plenty of business people have, no matter what business they're in. And yes, you have a right to not go there if you don't like it. Target took some interesting positions, or some of the leaders of Target, I forget what it was recently, there's some challenge to their credibility, and people didn't like it, so you don't go shop there. That's it. You want to protest them? That's fine. But, you know, there are these people, you know, the radio world has certainly seen this year plenty of this sort of thing, with the fake outrage against what Limbaugh said, and Limbaugh's fake outrage toward the other side. It's all showbiz. It's all about promotion. Now, maybe these people at Chick-fil-A have figured this is a great way to promote their product to people. Maybe they've done focus groups, Jennifer, and they know that people who like their product are... this is how cynical this stuff has become. There are... You think that what? You don't think these people are capable of creating some false way to promote their product, some phony way, instead of talking about Chick-fil-A being good food? Now, we'll take a position on some public issue that'll get us. We know that the people who like our product, they're big enough now, so they have to have done any number of focus group studies. So they know, in terms of psychology, the mindset of the people who prefer their product. So if they go out of their way to serve that group of people by taking a public position on some issue that group is all about, these people will... I'm thinking, the old business about no publicity. What is it? Just spelling my name right. There's no such thing as bad publicity.
All publicity is good publicity, yes.
So in this case, Chick-fil-A, a lot of people never heard of Chick-fil-A before. They may go secretly and when I'm walking around the streets of New York, I secretly have sausage sandwiches because I love
them. You do.
But I don't like
eating. You just admitted that.
I think I've admitted that before. But I just don't want anybody.
You're a pork consumer.
there's something about those things that they're horrible for you.
I don't
eat them enough. But I mean,
the
in
thing
this case,
with Chick-fil-A is that people knew about their stance just in general. I mean, they were actually, they're a chain that closed on Sundays.
Yeah, they're not open.
They weren't open on Sunday. So you knew it was a very strong Christian-based chain.
Right. So
I don't know. I guess what gets me is I feel like you can still be a Christian and still please a Christian base without alienating a group of people, kind of.
That's
just me.
You can be a Christian. I mean, this is what's wrong about using the term Christian. Because now we have all of what's happened is the right wingers have, as with the Republican Party, they've captured the use of the term Christian. And if you are their kind of Christian, then you're a lousy Christian, or you're a no good Christian. And I resent that, frankly. And I resent what's been done to the. I mean, you can resent it all you want, just don't do. You go in a different direction, as I have done. If you don't like it, you don't use it. You don't go there. And so anyway, this is a very, very interesting, silly, foolish, I don't know, maybe it does belong in the sludge department. The only thing that I find annoying about this, Rahm Emanuel has made a big stink, and he's been on the list, the talkers list of the 10 most discussed people of the week. Rahm Emanuel, I think, is number 7 because of him going out there and yelling and screaming about Chick-fil-A. You got nothing better to do, you chump?
That's annoying to me. Back to work. Come on.
We're going
to
not have a Chick-fil-A in Chicago because of their point of view. The point of view is that...
And I don't understand why we shut people down. The other part of this story is what irritates me is that people shut other people down for having an opinion.
Yeah.
It's like just because you don't agree with something doesn't mean that they don't have any less right to that opinion than you do.
Yeah. All right. So the other side of it, just for those of you who want the other point, and this is why conservatives get a bad name as well, using the term conservative, because it doesn't really apply. Right wing is the better thing here because I'm a conservative and I wouldn't go to this if it was the last thing to do on the 1st of August. Anyway, I kind of chuckled when I saw that Rick Santorum is having a Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day.
I know. He's been all over the place eating Chick-fil-A.
That's another way. That's why he'd be a horrible president, a terrible, terrible president, because of the president's job, and Obama and Bush and, you know, some people want to throw rocks at the radio. Clinton was the last guy to really get along with both sides, even though he didn't have a lot of use for the Republicans. He knew how to have them working with them, them being the Democrats, to make things happen. So these guys like Santorum,
well, I think
especially.
He had a good team around him. That
yeah,
was
he did.
The difference is that Clinton had a team around him that tried to encourage him not to be so divisive, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah. Well, at any rate, that's one of the problems with our country today is that we have all this divisiveness.
Have a good guy and
but
a bad guy.
But having said, yeah, exactly. Having said that, I do think a Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day is amusing.
Will you go just for fun?
I don't have this no Chick-fil-A's around. I don't know where I'm going to be August 1st. Chances are I'll be pretty much where I am. So there's no Chick-fil-A's around here because the city of Boston doesn't want to have them either because of their presidential point of view. We're snobs here in Boston, and we don't like people who are not open to all points of view.
You so
take
like a
your
Muppet.
Chicken and stuff it up your right to boonga boonga. All right, so that's none of that. Now look at all the time we spent. That is another. They just Chick-fil-A just got about 12 minutes of PR from us.
And we didn't even get to play the chicken song.
Right.
I'm so upset. That.
Chicken song coming up. 18 after on Good Day.
And now, the Old Navy back-to-school uniform special. Starring polos for $5 and pants for $10. In a school where decisions had to be made, Becca hated deciding. But Becca never had to decide on her school uniform. Until now.
What?
This fall, Old Navy offers endless uniform combinations. Polos are just $5 and pants just $10.
This decision's easy. I choose to choose them all.
Hurry in now to the Old Navy uniform event. Come fun, come all. Valid July 26th through September 5th.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist. When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
We have to make way for new inventory. So for a limited time, we're offering unheard-of deals at Lumber Liquidators Laminate Flooring Clearance Sale. Get top-name laminates starting at 39 cents a square foot. Vic 12-millimeter laminates for up to 54% less. Prefinished hardwood from only $169 a square foot. Plus, save big on flooring tools and get special extended financing. Get your big flooring deal at the Laminate Flooring Clearance Sale this weekend. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
Thank God, it's about time.
Yeah.
Everybody now.
Chick-fil-A. Let's have a little sludge here. Robert Pattinson has moved out from his girlfriend Kristen Stewart. See, the husband or the wife of Rupert Sanders, all of this stuff is real sludge. Mm-hmm. When the term cheating on each other is used, did she sleep with a guy or she just kissed
him? That's what I was wondering, because the stories all said she was caught kissing him on camera, but she did come out and say that she's sorry she cheated on him. So, now, I don't know. Some people would be just as upset about kissing as they would about the bum chicka bum.
Really? You think that?
I kind of discount
would
the kiss.
Yeah.
Not as upset as the bum chicka bum. No. I probably wouldn't be happy.
No. That's right. Okay. Would you? Well, never mind. We'll see if he caught chicking, kissing a chicken.
If he was Chick-fil-A, what do you think?
21 after on Good Day.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
I noticed that I might have heard a little bit of a ksh before you came and got on the air with us. Did you wash your hands? No. Okay, good. Moving on. Just checking.
So, the lesson for all you boys and girls listening at home
don't be
is
like
to
Uncle Dougie.
Make sure you are not like your Uncle Dougie, and after you flush, make sure you wash your hands.
That boy is a P-I-G pig.
The cast of Modern Family, you may have heard about this story. It's been in the news. The cast of Modern Family have delayed production for the new season due to a contract dispute. Yeah. I think I speak on behalf of men everywhere when I say, give Sofia Vergara whatever she wants.
In the spirit of the Olympic Games, they traditionally ask that all fighting and warfare around the world to stop. Yeah. So there's hope for a ceasefire within the Jackson family. Let's hope we can do that. Let's hope we can. So,
have you been following this? Oh, my God. All this infighting is going on among the Jacksons, Randy and Tito and Jermaine. Who would have thought Michael would turn out to be the most normal one? It's amazing.
He's right.
Anyway, a judge has ruled that Catherine Jackson, Michael's mother, will no longer have custody of Michael's kids because of bad decisions. Not only that, today they took down her statue from the Neverland Ranch. Yeah, I'm just telling you what happened.
It's the weekend, and it's almost here, and which means another Lindsay Lohan car accident is upon us. She had another car accident. At this point, it would probably be more efficient if I just told you when Lindsay Lohan didn't get into a car accident. She rear-ended someone on Sunset Boulevard yesterday, which I think means 6 more weeks of summer, right?
Check this out, you guys. Germany has opened a new hotline that lets people call in and yell curse words at strangers on the other end. Awesome. We have something similar in America. It's called Time Warner Customer Service. And it works almost the same.
Jennifer's in that business. Time Warner's really bad, right? A bad reputation.
I didn't say that. Just laughing at
those,
a joke.
Those words never came out of my mouth. All right, speaking of words coming out of the mouths of babes, etc., the View ladies talked about Kristen Stewart cheating on Rob Pattinson, and so here's their overview of that.
Twilight star Kristen Stewart has admitted to an affair with Snow White and the Huntsman director, Rupert Sanders, saying, and I quote, "I'm deeply sorry for the hurt and embarrassment I've caused to those close to me and everyone that this has affected. Now, and it's a momentary discretion has jeopardized the most important thing in my life, the person I love and respect the most, Rob. I love him, I love him, I am so sorry."
It's kind of interesting that we're like in this now, right? So these public letters, I feel like I shouldn't have heard that, and I feel like I shouldn't really know, but since we're there, her, I mean, the sad irony is that I didn't realize this. The director, Rupert Sanders' wife, is Liberty Ross, mm-hmm. right? So she actually played Kristen Stewart's mother in Snow White and the Huntsman, okay? Oh, so she was obviously, scandal. I mean, I'd be beside myself, but she put on Instagram, because now we're in this, she posted a drawing of a drunken Snow White with the caption, quote, not so pretty and pure after all.
Oh, the fur is flying. I love it.
I mean,
but you know, it's interesting that we take to Twitter and Facebook to acknowledge, because it used to be you kept your family business.
Yeah. In the house because there were photographs. And has been every time something like this happens, when there's a photograph and the people who have it say, we're printing it. We're putting it out there. So, you know, even if it wasn't discretion, she had no choice but to cop to it.
The director.
We're always ready to like throw the scarlet letter on the woman. I think all parties have some like there's partial blame here, right? Like at car insurance. But
well, he apologized. He came out.
But nobody knows who he is. This is the hot thing is that this is somebody who folks know.
All right. Hi to our friends listening in Jackson, Mississippi this morning, Jennifer.
I'm going to Jackson.
And Huntington, West Virginia. Hello, Longview, Washington. How do you do? Elkhart, Indiana. Idaho Falls, Idaho. Hello and welcome to the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 28 past the hour.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. This year, the Global Entry Program became finalized. So here's what you need to know about this program and how it can benefit you every time you travel overseas. The entry program was actually developed by U.S. Customs and Border Patrol as a voluntary initiative that gets you easier access across the border when you return home. You actually get to skip the lines at customs and instead use touchscreen kiosks in the arrivals areas of airports. There are now more than 30 airports in the U.S. that have this option. It's targeted towards low-risk, frequent travelers who have gone through a rigorous background check. Even minors under the age of 18 can apply for the program. Now, you may already know about the Nexus Sentry programs, which apply to border crossings between the U.S. and Canada and Mexico. But remember, it's only worth as much as you use it, so calculate how frequently you're going to travel before making that investment. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the Travel Detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Now, the Old Navy Back to School Uniform Special, starring polos for $5 and pants for $10. In a school where decisions had to be made, Becca hated deciding. But Becca never had to decide on her school uniform until now.
What?
This fall, Old Navy offers endless uniform combinations. Polos are just $5 and pants just $10.
This decision's easy. I choose to choose them all.
Hurry in now to the Old Navy Uniform Event. Come fun, come all. Tell it July 26th through September 5th.
It was the first classless restaurant in London where bankers, plumbers, and rockers could get authentic southern-accented American food. The biggest stars competed to get their guitars on the walls, which became the world's most mind-blowing memorabilia collection. But did you know it still has authentic southern-accented American food? Fresh, made from scratch.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now 33 after the hour, next half hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. This hour we devote to the top topics of the day. Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen with a hello to the folks listening in Daytona Beach and up and down, actually, the whole, the Indian River. It's Indian River County, I think, but that whole area from north of Palm Beach up to Daytona. How do you
do?
Don't
they have a big race this weekend? Michael will know this. Don't they have a big Daytona race this weekend?
Is there a big
Where?
Race? What's
Daytona
the NASCAR
race?
Circuit? Where are they?
In Daytona? Let me check.
I think it's this weekend. Maybe Daytona's getting geared up. I could be all wrong. I'm just going out on a limb.
800-510-8255. Boise, hello.
Boise.
Huntsville. Chattanooga. Pueblo, Colorado. Yes.
Yeah, I like Pueblo. I've been there.
Yeah, all right. So, hello, Manhattan, Kansas, and the folks who are listening around the country, the Good Day program, find out what's going on in the world. Here we check in with Jennifer and the Twitter, Facebook side of things, the social media, and how you are using the social media to connect with us here on the Good Day program. It's facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter at Good Day Show. So, Jennifer?
Indianapolis this weekend.
Indianapolis. All right. I knew it was a biggie. Yeah. All right. So, going on right now over at Facebook, we are following your thoughts on this Chick-fil-A deal.
Really?
Yep. So, you can chime in, facebook.com/Good Day Show. Also, trending this morning on Yahoo, Vanessa Manillo is number one. She, I guess, just posed naked showing her baby bump.
Vanessa Manillo sounds like a new kind of Italian ice.
I think it sounds like ice cream, like,
yeah,
you know,
Vanessa.
Neapolitan and Manillo.
Right. Yeah.
Also, there's an actress missing. She's on Dexter. Her name is Mabel Pantaleone, and she's been MIA and also has manic depression disorder. So she's trending this morning on Yahoo. Carly Rae Jepsen, you know the girl. Hey, call me maybe. Somebody broke into her phone and stole some allegedly stole some sex tape footage. So she's trending as well because I think people want to see the video. And then 30-year mortgage rates are at an all-time low, and that's trending at number 4 on Yahoo right now. So you've got all celebrity sludge, and then the responsible people out there saying, hey, can I lower the rates on my mortgage?
Yeah. All right, so we're all about help, right?
Yeah.
800-510-8255. Jerry Sandusky's shower victim came forward yesterday and is probably going to sue Penn State. Lawyers for this fellow known as Victim 2 said they've conducted an extensive investigation, gathered overwhelming evidence on details of the abuse. The boy in 2001 sexually assaulted in the locker room by Sandusky, and the assistant Mike McQuarrie testifying at the trial witnessed the attack. So apparently, along with all of this, they have the tape, a number of different tapes, two voicemails left for the victim by Sandusky, dated September 12th and September 19th, just before he was arrested. And Sandusky talks about wanting to express his feelings up front, saying he has nothing to hide about this boy. And so we have the audio. Might as well listen to it and do whatever you want to do afterwards. Here it is.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to be able to get a hold of anybody. And I probably ought to just go forward. I would be very firm and express my feelings up front. There's nothing really to hide. So, if you want, give me a call. And they can call me on my other cell phone or on this one, either one. So, all right. Take care. Love you. Hope you get this message. Thanks.
All right. So, what's the big deal?
Yeah, it doesn't sound that bad to me.
Yeah. Well,
he's still a creep, but that doesn't sound that bad to me.
Well, it depends on what the point of the call was. If you're saying this to somebody who's not in your family, who's not your son, and he's a teenager. Anyway, this is... do we want to go back to the sludge department? We sort of are in the sludge department with that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We've been in the sludge department pretty much all day today. Chick-fil-A and Kristen Stewart, yeah.
All right, how about Katherine Jackson and the Jackson family? That's pretty much sludge, right?
Yeah, and still, don't know
exactly
what's going on.
Was it Jay Leno who said, who would have thought Mike would have been the most normal of all of them?
The most sane. And seriously, that's what it looks like. I mean, you've got Joe Jackson squatting at the Jackson house.
Yeah.
Then Katherine Jackson, after being gone for over a week in Arizona, comes home yesterday to Calabasas and says that her grandkids are happy to see her. I guess they started, of course, going on to Twitter. Grandma's here. Hashtag thank you, God, tweeted Paris. Prince, who's Michael's son, is still upset about how his grandmother was treated by his family, so much so that he actually posted a picture of a group text message sent between him and Janet and Rebe, in which he demanded to speak with his grandmother, and Janet said, please, don't let them speak to her. And he took a picture of that text message and tweeted that out yesterday as well, so you can actually see the words between him and his Aunt Janet.
Mm-hmm.
He said, as long as I can remember, my dad repeatedly warned me of certain people and their ways. This is a tweet from Prince. Although I'm happy my grandma was returned, after speaking with her, I realized how misguided and how badly she was lied to. I'm really angry and hurt. Since then, he's taken down the tweet, but that was up on his page all day yesterday.
Yeah. All right, much ado about nothing.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. And now they're saying the kids may not actually get back into her custody. And I don't know. And the people at the resort that she was staying at in Arizona say, this is ridiculous. She wasn't cut off from society. She had a phone. She had internet. She had everything. So who knows what happened? It's so weird.
All right. So you want to really hear some nonsense?
Yes.
Jeremy Renner, who has become quite the action star.
I really like him. He was great in Mission Impossible.
Starting to promote the Bourne Legacy movie, which he... is taking the place of Matt Damon. I don't know that I think that's a good idea, but you know what? It's the story. Is it the story or is it the star? If they have all the same sorts of, you know, it's just like pluck one out and put another one in. It's the same kind of, no matter what the name of the star is, it's still going to have the same kind of action and the storyline, et cetera, et cetera. So, this is such drivel. He's on with Jimmy Kimmel, and he talks about flying from London to L.A. He needed to sleep on the plane, and he said, quote, somebody gave me some pills. So I took this sleeping pill. I thought it was Ambien, and it turned out that the A wasn't really an A. It was a V, and oh, gosh, it was Viagra. I took it by mistake. Now, but listen to this for a second. Using Viagra doesn't do anything to you unless you're involved in hot and heavy activity. So the fact that he makes himself out to be someone who is, it isn't even silly. It's just, it's kind of stupid.
I just don't like that they glamorize these prescription drugs when drugs are such a problem right now for so many people.
There's too much of it around. But to say he had an embarrassing moment, unless he was looking at somebody and trying to hustle her, there wouldn't be any effect. Unless there's something wrong with you, because it doesn't take effect. There has to be a reason for it to take effect, if you know what I mean.
Well, and maybe he's just extremely hot-blooded.
Nah, I don't believe this for a minute. I think it's all nonsense.
And I just don't like people glamorizing prescription drugs. The fact that he has a Viagra and an Ambien and all this stuff in his bag while he's on an airplane is, to me, just glamorizing the fact that people take prescription drugs way too much.
Over the top in the sense that, remember when Rush Limbaugh had the Viagra or whatever it was in somebody else's name because he was embarrassed that he had to have it, so he didn't get a prescription in somebody else's name. Remember that? And he was coming back from some place, and he said, oh, gee, I must have grabbed Bob Dole's bag by mistake. And that was funny, and, it was funny. It was a good, quick line. But so that kind of stuff is not the you're not going to go anywhere or get into trouble unless there's something really wrong with your blood pressure taking Viagra. And so an Ambien can be habit-forming if you take it every night. Not good for you. So in that area, Jennifer, you're right.
But it's just it's the idea of just popping pills.
But what I'm suggesting is he's a big faker.
You're defending Viagra. It's
I'm not necessarily defending Viagra. I'm just telling you that to get into a conversation like this, hey, what about the movie, pal?
Yeah, I think you're being funny, though.
I don't think
Jimmy Kimmel,
being funny.
They have to be, he's trying to be funny. Well, because he said he was camping. You get it?
Yeah. Okay. Seven.
Which is kind of funny.
Yeah. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, 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 ha. Is that enough?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. 17 before the hour on the Good Day program. This is the weekend. We're getting into another 3 days. Are you going to the beach? You're going to love it because it's going to be hot and steamy. Most places where they are, the East Coast, had. If you like beach weather, and you like warm water at the beach, this has been the summer for that. And it continues this weekend. We'll talk about it in a moment here on Good Day.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
Any multivitamin can say it's complete, but when you dig deeper, are you getting more than the bare basics? Does it have everything essential with quality ingredients, clinically studied? Do the homework and you'll find the choice comes down to just one, Centrum. The multivitamin that goes beyond the basics of other brands with nutrients essential for optimal health. So you're at your best. Centrum, always your most complete.
Speaking of things that are complete, Dr. Joel Wallach was on this program yesterday. We were talking about the money being spent on health care and how we spend a lot of money, but we aren't really, in the terms of longevity and real health, doing particularly well, Jennifer, in terms of worldwide comparisons. And that's pretty damning of... We know the system is broken. Some people think it has to be fixed with the Affordable Care Act, but it doesn't really have to be fixed that way at all. The way you have to fix your life and your health is to avoid getting sick. Aha! What a concept. So how do you avoid getting sick? You get these 90 essential nutrients that come from the Healthy Start Pack. This is a liquid that you take, 90 essential nutrients. It's outlined. If you click on to DougStephanTeam.com, go to DougStephan.com and then click over, see the logo on the right-hand side of the page if you want to find out more about the Healthy Start Pack, what's in it, why it's good for you, and how to get it. 855-309-TEAM. If you don't have a computer or don't want to do it that way, you want to talk to somebody and make sure that you get what you're asking for, either of these two options are okay. But the Healthy Start Pack is not optional if you want health. 90 essential nutrients, take it every day. Call 855-309-8326 or go online to DougStephanTeam.com and find out how the team can work for you and how you can work with the team. It's very cool. Two different things put together there. Health, though, is just when you feel good and you are good and you're healthy, how could life be better than that? That's why I love this stuff much as I do. And I talk about it. We have been very upfront here over the years talking about things that nutritionally were good for you and how to maintain that great vitality that we all want to have. Jennifer's got vitality. You can hear it in her voice. You can hear it in my voice. Hear it in the voices of, you know, people who exude wonderful health and confidence. And it's fun to be around them, actually. It's fun to be around you, Jennifer.
Thanks, Dougie. You too.
Welcome. All right. So meanwhile, the drought currently plaguing the central U.S., corn crops and beans and things like that, really, woof. So the problem isn't any better in many areas. Extreme drought from, let's see here, 20% of the crop-growing states have a problem. This is the highest level of what do we call it when there's not enough water? Water lack, not water...
Drought?
Drought. Well, I mean, yeah. Well, I'm trying to use something different than drought.
Okay.
Anyway.
Deficit.
Been 9 years since the drama... Last week, Illinois, Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, Indiana, Arkansas, Kansas, all have ruined crops, water supplies, and wildfires. Not as bad as the Colorado wildfire, but still, this stuff is a problem for our food supply. Not a problem if you're on vacay and looking for a really swell place, you know, if you're going down to Delmarva, any of these places. It doesn't make any difference where you're going. Frankly, Florida, the Gulf, all the way up to New England and up to Maine. It's really been a beautiful summer for vacations. If you had the ability to get to the coast or get to places where there are beaches, you were very fortunate because you've had a good time. And the thing that is troubling sometimes is people spend too much time in the sun, but the water along the coast has been warm. And I guess as a result of that, there have been a lot more people at the beach. Seems to me last year, was it last year or the year before when everybody was complaining? The biggest problem this year is that people don't have any money. Now, we're getting back into that cycle. For about 6 months this year, the economy has been better because people who weren't paying their mortgages were buying cars, and there was a little more money on the credit card. But people aren't getting raises. People aren't getting better jobs. You know, all of this stuff. And I would like to think that we could all do something sort of using Uri Geller's methodology. When we think about the economy, let's all of us think, close your eyes unless you're driving, and think, 1, 2, 3, work. All right, Jennifer, you ready?
I'm ready.
This is how Uri would do it.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, work.
Work.
And you think about what it is that you're applying your energy to, all of us together. 1, 2, 3, work, focusing on the economy. Housing, all that stuff, because that really is what drives the economy. And there aren't a lot of housing starts. And so we're just kind of sputtering along. And You like that? We are not doing as well as we would like to do for all of us. So let's hold that thought. Let's get better at thinking better about our future. 51 after on Good Day.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido, or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. Here's Gina from California.
My husband tried 1 month of T-Gen, and we both noticed his desire increased right away. He felt the difference in his energy level. I certainly liked the other effects it had on him. Great product.
And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941.
Let's check into technology now on Good Day. Better Living with Jennifer and Doug. The Good Day daily post of technology information, starting with our technology reporter, Shelley Palmer, who reports on the Internet speed wars that have apparently officially begun. That info in just a moment here on Good Day.
200 years ago, the British cleric Charles Colton wrote the line, "Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery." Most people follow the trends, but dynamic thinkers prepare for the trends, especially in today's investment world. For decades, Swiss America has explained the big trends of the new century. Higher oil, gas, and gold prices, and a weaker dollar, soft economy, deficits, and they've been right on the money. It's no wonder many gold firms copy Swiss America. But Craig Smith, who founded Swiss America, says he's not mad about being copied. He's flattered. He's thankful word is getting out that gold protects wealth. Do what I did. Call Swiss America. Find out what's coming next before it's too late. Get their 2012 Rare Opportunity DVD and newest CD. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN. Forget imitations. Get the original. Call Swiss America, the gold standard, at 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, I wasn't exaggerating when I said recently that the Internet speed wars had begun. Google has now entered the race by building their own fiber optic network, and its new service is light years ahead of Comcast and Verizon when it comes to speed and price. Google Fiber offers speeds of up to 1,000 megabits per second. Yep, that's 1 gigabit per second for $70 a month. Compare that to Verizon's 300 megabits per second for $205 a month, and it sounds like a steal. Google Fiber will also offer a TV service that comes with a Nexus 7 tablet, which will serve as the remote control. The combined internet and TV package will cost $120 a month. What's the catch? It's only available in Kansas City, and it's still considered experimental. Google hasn't announced any official plans to expand the network, but Google Fiber is a great example of the kinds of service we may have in the future. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read more about it.
For Doug Stevens, Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
It was the first classless restaurant in London where bankers, plumbers, and rockers could get authentic southern-accented American food. The biggest stars competed to get their guitars on the walls, which became the world's most mind-blowing memorabilia collection. But did you know it still has authentic southern-accented American food? Fresh, made from scratch, legendary burgers to smoked pulled pork sandwiches. Hard Rock Cafe. Have you been lately?
And now, the Old Navy Back to School Uniform Special, starring polos for $5 and pants for $10. In a school where decisions had to be made, Becca hated deciding. But Becca never had to decide on her school uniform. Until now.
What?
This fall, Old Navy offers endless uniform combinations. Polos are just $5 and pants just $10.
This decision's easy. I choose to choose them all.
Hurry in now to the Old Navy Uniform Event. Come fun, come all. Valid July 26th through September 5th.
Jennifer, I got a message earlier this week from a third-party source warning of emails that appear to come from Facebook and telling you your picture has been tagged. And I have been getting a lot of these this week. Have you noticed the Facebook, your Facebook page or ours? There's apparently...
Yeah, people tag you all the time and you get an update. Whenever somebody tags you, you do get an email warning you that someone tagged you in something.
Here's how you know. You look carefully at what you're being sent. If the word Facebook is spelled B-O-O-O-K, then it has malware attached to it.
Interesting.
Facebook.
Facebook.
Book. All right? It takes you, apparently it's a British site, and a lot of more of the U.K. and Europe involved in this, but we're getting them. I've seen them, frankly, this week. So be careful when you get a post. If you're on Facebook, you get a post from Facebook. If Facebook is spelled with an extra O, then make sure you delete it quickly. All right? Senate this week reintroduced a bill on cybersecurity, been critiqued by both parties to secure passage. There is apparently a way to deal with threats, attacks from foreign nations and criminals and hackers in the Cybersecurity Act of 2012. It'll limit liability on those companies that share cyber threat information with the government. So, does that make you feel better? Make you feel more secure? You know that there are so many cell phones now as a result of the when you have your cell bill, the internet usage charge or
whatever. Yeah, that can get really pricey.
Well, they've used that money to make cell. It's supposed to be a program to make cell phones available to everybody in case they needed them for 911 emergency calls.
Right.
Now, people are getting, in some of the inner cities, dozens of these phones, and they're selling them to drug dealers. Isn't that sweet?
Typical.
Technology, unfortunately, it is, sadly. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. It's non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.